This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Becky Kuhn. Becky's the Chief Operating Officer at Banner Health. She's had a remarkable career. We're going to talk to Becky today about her career. She's been at Banner for the last 15 plus years. She's also served as CEO of Paradise Valley Hospital and a lot more. And then we're going to talk to her about some of the lessons she's learned and she wants to share with people that are emerging leaders in healthcare. Becky, do you want to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. And good morning, Scott and everyone. So I've been with Banner. I've had a long career with Banner, almost 19 years now. And beyond that, a total career of 40 plus years in healthcare, and I've been working in hospitals for all of that time. So it's been a great, great opportunity and great career.
Now, you've had a chance to serve as COO of a huge growth system. You also had the chance to serve as CEO of a hospital. Talk a little bit about some of the lessons you've learned. What advice would you give to a younger emerging leader, someone that's younger than you and I, that's an emerging leader, like our producer Grace is in her 20s? What would you tell somebody younger trying to have a great career in healthcare?
Yes, happy to. So I will say that I started my career as a critical care nurse and worked my way up through management and leadership roles in that space, and then moved into hospital administration and now into system administration. And so, as you say, I've had lots of opportunities to learn a lot, and I'm just happy to share a few thoughts of things that have worked well for me in my career. And so I'll start with the very first one, the one I always think is really the most important, and that is to just say yes. So, many people will, are nervous about different opportunities and are hesitant perhaps to say yes, or think that they might not be as prepared or as equipped to be successful in a particular role. And so I really do encourage people to just say yes. And let me give you an example of that in my background. As I mentioned, I started in critical care nursing and spent the first 15 years of my career devoted to just this specialty. I had roles in staff nurse, manager, educator, and clinical specialist. And I had published articles, edited books, and spoke on critical care topics. So this was my world. I was had the privilege of serving as president of the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and so it was I was steeped in critical care, and so I'm working in a large hospital, and the HR head came to me and said, we're eliminating your role. So I, obviously you're taken aback. I think if you haven't had a role elimination or a restructuring that affected you, or even an opportunity to find a new job in your career, I think everyone should welcome that opportunity, because it really prompts one to think much more broadly. So no more role as a critical care director. And then the person went on to say, we're restructuring, and actually we would like you to take on the role of maternal child director. And I was like, are you kidding me? I didn't know anything about maternal child. But the HR director assured me that they were more interested in my leadership skills. So I had a choice to make. Do I go out and find a job in critical care, which I could have, or to take this this kind of change in career path? And it was about the time I kind of looked at my pegboard in front of me in my office, and it said I had set a goal to be chief nursing officer soon in my career. And then I kind of came to the realization pretty quickly that, might this be a really good thing for me to get out of my critical care space and try something new and different and learn something beyond the limitations that I had imposed on myself before. So I took that new maternal child position. People were very generous to me and gave me a lot of grace as I learned that new space. And so kind of the rest is history from that. Kind of a follow on to that is really about taking risks. And I really think it's a key component for growth. And as I mentioned before, sometimes we're reluctant, sometimes we're nervous about, taking on something that we don't have assurance that it's going to be great, that we're going to do a fabulous job. So I just, kind of comment, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So later in my career, I was recruited into a health system and offered a position in a facility that needed a turnaround effort, like a big time turnaround effort. And I looked at very closely at the opportunity. I admired the system leadership, felt like I had the skills to undertake the struggling institution. What was most interesting to me was that this is in a health system, is that no one else in the health system had applied for that job. It was like a great opportunity. If the turnaround worked, lots of good things would come from it. And so, as I talked to people, it had been too risky. Success was not guaranteed. So, I was like, so what's the worst that can happen? If things didn't turn out so well, I would just then kind of look for a new opportunity. There's always a market for good healthcare leaders. You still have your health. You still have your children if things don't go well. And so I took the job, and it turned out very well. And that kind of established the foundation. I went on to future opportunities and more advancements, and kind of led me to where I am today. So I always talk about, just saying yes and also taking risks. So I
fantastic. But talk about a couple different things that you mentioned. And mm-hmm. There's three or four fascinating things in what you talked about. One is obviously the advice about taking yes, even though you're not fully prepared for it, figuring like the person who asked you knows you'll grow into the job, you'll learn the job, and you're a great leader, and you'll figure it out. The other thing is, there's so much of this intimidation that, I shouldn't apply for that job. There's going to be so many other applications. I don't know what'll happen. But this confidence to apply for it, recognizing it's not always the case there's so much competition, and then if it doesn't work out, it'll be okay. You'll find something else. The other thing I thought was fascinating is you had mentioned that on your set of goals, you had a list of goals, and one of those was to be a chief nursing officer by a certain point. Do you recommend that people set those kinds of goals? Which now, 40 years later, what's your mindset in setting those kinds of goals? Are those very important so you have a path? Are they not so important because you want to be more flexible? How do you sort of view those things today?
So that is a great question. And so what I share with people about my career journey is that actually was the only specific goal for career development that I set in my entire career. That was really the only one. I found that, I do kind of advise, sometimes when people set very aggressive goals, they spend their time working on the goal as opposed to doing a great job in the role that they're in. So that was kind of how I always approach things. My focus was always on enjoy, lean in, be totally engaged in the work that I was doing, do a great job. And for me, that was always recognized. So people saw that, I'm a hard worker. I focused on being successful in the job I was in. And opportunities came along to me as a result of that. So it's a hard one. So I don't discourage people from establishing goals. Yet I always say you have to be really good in the job that you're in. You have to produce results. You have to demonstrate that those leadership skills in the job you're in. So don't get ahead of yourself by setting aggressive goals, because you won't get there if you're not really focused and producing results and demonstrating leadership in the role that you're in today.
But the point is well taken that it's okay to set goals and direction, because if not, it's very hard to, like, there's these great studies, people that set goals end up having monumentally better careers than those that don't. It's also okay to make pivots in those careers, and you've pivoted all the way to the CEO officer and then COO of a huge system. But it's also to never lose sight of, and probably the most important thing is never lose sight of doing a magnificent job in the job you're in. Because if you don't do that, that becomes table stakes. If you don't do a great job in the job you're in, then you ultimately got to find another job, because and there is no opportunity for promotion, advancement, et cetera, once you do just this great job in the job you're in.
And I do find that kind of people who are coming up in the next generation and the generation before that, there's a lot of eagerness for advancement. And so we even see people, and because in Banner Health, we talk a lot about career development, succession planning, all of that. So we kind of prepare and tee people up for advancement. And sometimes individuals are in a new role, a promotional new role, and after 1 year, then say, oh, okay, now I'm ready for my next opportunity. And so that's very different from historically, where people kind of had, a significant time in roles to develop their skill sets, et cetera. So it's that balance between equipping and preparing people for the next opportunity and developing that patience to develop their own skill set and demonstrate results in the role that they're in.
But it's really fascinating, isn't it? You've spent 15 years at Banner Health, almost a decade at the place before that. Today, and I've spent 30 years at one institution, it's unusual for people to stay those periods of time. It's always 2-3 years at most in looking for the next opportunity, for the next job, next opportunity within the job, and so forth. And as leaders, it's incumbent, aside from teaching patients, to find different opportunities for people within organizations so they feel like they're growing, so they are growing, so they have new opportunities. Because the patience and how people look at careers is very different than it was when you and I were coming into the workforce.
Yes, yes. One of the areas on which we focus in Banner, our mantra is to create an environment where people really can invest their whole career. And as you said, that's what it takes is ensuring that people have opportunities for movement. It takes organizations that are willing and prepared to think outside the box in terms of movement of talent and utilizing, talent in non-traditional ways. So, because you're right. If we don't create that kind of an environment, people will hop among companies as opposed to develop a career within an organization.
Was there ever a time that you were scared or anxious in your career, and how did you manage through that?
So when I made the transition from chief nursing officer then to a chief administrative kind of officer, like a COO, then jumped to the CEO role, and the CEO role was a very different role. So I had to now I had COOs, CNOs reporting to me, and I had to make sure that you know, they had the space to be successful and to perform their job duties. That wasn't my job anymore. I had a new job, a different job. And it was, I found, unlike the previous promotional opportunities, it was a very different kind of job. So when I took my first CEO job, I said, I'm going to commit to this role for 2 years. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to, even if I don't like it, because I wasn't sure I would, even if I don't like it, I'm going to commit to it for 2 years. And it was a challenge. The market was very dynamic. 75%, that was back in the day when primary care admitted to hospitals, 75% of the primary care base of the facility where I was CEO sold their practices to our competitor facilities. It was a very challenging time, but I had made that commitment that I was just not going to, you know, give up. I was not going to move. I was going to challenge myself to kind of learn as much as I could about this new role and to perform effectively. And I found that after a year, I kind of said, I think I can do this job. And, I think I kind of like it. So, but it was kind of setting kind of personal goal or expectations around how I would handle that and I would get through it. Obviously, you have, you know, your family and friends support in that kind of a space. But I set kind of an expectation for myself that I was going to see it through and not give up. And so I ended up staying 7 years in that particular role.
Magnificent. Another question is, throughout your career, take a moment on a time when you've been surprised, when something has surprised you in your career.
So I would say that the opportunities that I've had, when one starts one's career. And so I went to a baccalaureate nursing program, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a nurse, and I discovered very quickly that I was eager to be a critical care nurse. I never in a million years would have anticipated that I would wrap up my career as the chief operating officer of a major healthcare system. I would just never have contemplated that. So I would say kind of with each promotion, I felt so privileged and so honored to have the opportunity to serve kind of in that next role and in a larger role. I was always grateful and never took anything for granted. And so I think the lesson for me is that when one starts one's career, you can't even begin to imagine what can happen over the course of the decades of your career. And to embrace and to be grateful for every opportunity that comes along.
Magnificent. Becky, it's been a magnificent career. It really has. Chief Operating Officer now of a multi-billion dollar organization. Probably when you started off and took that job in maternal care, you did not see that coming. You wouldn't have expected that then where you are today. Is that a fair statement?
Very fair, yes.
And I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today. What a great pleasure to visit with you and talk to you about your career and lessons learned. Just fantastic. Thank you so much, Becky.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.